Paris has just introduced bright red, eco-friendly urinal boxes. They look a little bit like litter bins. They have this little floral bed thing on top, which is fertilised by the wee. Citizens of Paris aren't at all thrilled. But then again, with many of our own towns and cities, hardly any public toilets at all. Would you like to see one of these things? I've got to say, there's only a wee flap on either side to protect your modesty. I think that would be enough for Vinny. Let's talk to the journalist Siobhan O'Connor. Good morning to you, Siobhan.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm not as joyful about the world as you clearly are, Siobhan. Good morning. And Paul Martin, good morning to you, Paul.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, Siobhan, have you seen these?
Oh, they're absolutely hilarious. I love Paris, and I'm very disappointed, actually, in a female kind of thought of this idea. They are ridiculous looking and vile. I mean, I do agree with a lot of people in Paris who are saying it could lead to exhibitionism. And I think as well, the stink of them is going to be something that we'll have to be reckoned with as well. I know you were saying about the fertilisation element, but surely, you know, we all know the smell of urinals in general. Like, the scent in the streets is going to be vile, I'd say, off the back of this.
I'm trying to get my head around this. So you pee into this and it's the floors on top are fertilised by the wee, Paul Martin.
So obviously, I mean, look, it's absolutely insane, but brilliantly insane. How many nights out, Stephen, have you been on? Now, I know you're not a big drinker or anything and you're not a big partier, but, you know, we've all been there on a Saturday night when you're, you know, strolling through the city centre, you're absolutely busting for a pee and you can't get in anywhere to use their toilets. I think it's genius. I really do.
What?
You know, I really do.
If you want to have a look at my Twitter feed by the minute as well, rather than imagine these, you can see them. So they're like a litter bin, right? If you imagine the litter bin that are out in public, and then the top half of it is bright red with a little space in the middle where you do your business.
Yeah, it's very indiscreet. It's very indiscreet. Like, people will not believe it. They just see it. How?
I don't want to see people pee in the street.
But you won't see their pee. You'll see them. No, I think we should get these for women as well. Like, I don't think it's fair that it's just the guys. You know, women need to do their bit for the environment too.
Yeah, well, I mean, no woman is going to squat out there in a litter tray. You know what I mean? Like, that's the next level that it's at. And it's quite discriminatory that it's only for lads. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right, Paul. But with all due respect to men as well, and I mean this in a nice, possible way, you know, if you've ever been pregnant, women listening will know this, the need to desperately go to the loo, right? That's a biological thing as opposed to going out on the absolute rip, on the tear, and feeling sorry for these poor men because they've had a few too many drinks. I think that's not fair, you know?
Better behind, but, you know, I was thinking about this and I thought, well, you know what? The amount of time, people do it anyway, even right here in Ireland. Like, you know, you're always walking. You could be on the side of the motorway if somebody's having a crafty pee behind a bush. And you're right. I mean, that's disgusting. People shouldn't do it, but it happens all over the place. So, in a way, is it not better than doing it behind a tree?
Although, is it better? Is it not better fertilising the floors than peeing up a back alley?
I would rather pee and bring floral beauty to the streets of Paris than pee behind a tree somewhere down the River Seine. Absolutely. It's a good idea.
I think we're descending into sort of the rot here. Like, I mean, it's almost condoning it then. You know, okay, they're all doing it anyway, but if Paris are condoning it, what next are we going to bring it here into Ireland? I for one, would not feel comfortable late at night walking by a guy with his wiener out in the middle of a street.
Do you know what? It's such a good point. I don't know what they're going to do about the actual privacy issue here, because at the minute, the way they look, it's just absolutely the least private thing ever. However, I would have to say, if we're being brutally honest about it, you probably see that all the time anyway. I'm sure you've gone out, you go out on a night on the town, it's a very, you know, usual scene, see some bloke sitting down a back alley somewhere or a shop front and you know, doing your thing. So at least you're doing something good. If you're having a sneaky pee now, at least you're doing something good for the environment. The sneaky pee invite—it's a great. Everyone's a winner, right? You get the guy gets to do a sneaky pee. The flowers grow. Paris looks beautiful.
Well, I mean, the poor iconic buildings right up beside these disgusting bins, and you know,
Just thinking the Musée d'Orsay with a load of people being outside it. It's insane.
Vinny, come in here. Sorry, he's waffling in my ear and now he doesn't want to make it public what he's saying. So we'll get him in here. He might have just said,
where we?
By the way, is it just... Well, not that I'm hinting at my team that I want a big birthday present.
Is it your birthday?
45 and four days time.
40.
20th of August.
Really?
20th of August.
Happy birthday in advance.
It doesn't matter. What are you getting me? I want money.
Do you know what happens,
Put money in an envelope.
Every time, used to
good
be...
Good morning, Vinny, by the way. Good morning. Some people might not know who you are.
Yes, possibly. What used to happen is myself and Garth have worked in this programme for years. So we used to always buy Stephen a present. And we would put a bit of time and effort and money into it.
This
and
is
then
true.
What would happen is 6 months later, you'd be getting into his car to get a lift and it would be there stamped into the footwell, mashed into some KFC. We bought him these really nice...
Cufflinks
once. They were lovely. They were wrapped up in the carcass of some old chicken in the footwell about 8 months after we gave it to him. Still in the box, never looked at. And that's happened multiple times, so now we buy you nothing.
Do you know what one of my friends, Cara, did? You know Cara works
I here. Do know Cara. Cara's lovely.
Here's what Cara did as a wee test of that. She bought me a present for Christmas.
Right.
Okay. And then the next year, she bought me the same present and I was equally as genuinely grateful. I didn't know.
Well, what did she buy you?
I don't remember.
I opened it.
Oh, that's terrible. Twice.
See, this is the point. Awful. There's no point in buying you anything.
There is a point. 4 days time, 20th of August, okay. Make sure the team gets me a big present.
What do you want?
Money.
There's no point giving you money. My goodness.
Put it in an envelope. There's no point getting out and making
half
any effort.
Half a mil, was money. It? Half a mil a year, and you're looking for money off us? I don't think that's going to happen, Mr. Nolan.
Anyway, yeah. What were you saying to me?
Buy him one of those new urinals. Get one put up in the donut studio.
We can put it out in Fantasy Island. Would you use that? Would you pee outside at Fantasy Island?
Well, I'm going to share something with you all.
Are you sure you want to? Because I think I might know what you're going to share.
Yes. No, I am going to share this story. Right?
I don't know.
So, can you both tell me if there's anything wrong with this?
I'm going to say
right?
yes at this point.
Because I have insisted in the office that there's nothing wrong with this. So, I now stress the importance of this bit of the story.
Yes.
Okay? That I have a private site.
Yes. Stand by, Beltel.
I have a private site at my house.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
So I do not live beside another house.
Well, you do, but it's
That's
very secluded.
That's the stress of this story. Yes. I stress this part of the story.
Yes.
So now that I'm in my 40s and deeply unhealthy...
I think you should stop now.
I can't stop peeing. All I want to do is pee, right?
And then save the flowers.
Right? Okay. So precisely, Paul.
Yes.
So I told the team a little story last week that if I'm really bursting,
yes,
and I drive in, now stress my house is quite isolated.
Oh,
I sometimes have a pee in the garden,
yeah.
And they're telling me that this is disgusting.
It's weird and it's
wrong. What is weird about that?
And you've driven about 45 minutes to get home.
Yes,
and you make
I'm
it
bursting,
the whole way
and
home,
bursting.
And then you get to your big fancy mansion on the water, and you stand outside and you pee in the garden.
What's
my
wrong with
goodness,
that? I'm fertilizing the Delilahs.
You can make it inside. One more minute. Can you not hold it in for one more minute? There must be something exciting you by this.
No, don't be ridiculous.
No one is suggesting that, Siobhan, at all.
I will see you. You will be getting a rip.
How many fancy marble toilets do you have in your house?
I'll just settle down one moment. Could you think about this one moment?
I'd rather not think about it.
So think about this for just one moment. If within the privacy of my garden, I'm having a pee onto the plants or whatever, what is disgusting about that? I don't get it.
Look, do you know what? I think you're an adult and you should behave in a certain way. And if you can make it to your house, you're busting for a wee, fair enough, but you can get inside.
I'm busting for a wee, but I'm
go
in the car.
For a pee inside
what
in the house.
What difference does it make?
You're not an animal. I just think, you know, you should just make it into the house, go for a pee in one of those marble or glass toilets that you have in Fantasy Island.
Marble.
He's a marble toilet with a glass top.
This is not true. I have a toilet.
He can't sit on it. He can't use it.
The actual truth is I have a toilet out of B&Q, so you're talking absolute cake.
They don't do marble. Is it gold encrusted?
What do you think, Siobhan? Is there anything wrong with me having a pee in the garden?
No, I mean, but there isn't sort of, in a way. However, it's sort of weird that you got to the house mm-hmm. and you just couldn't be bothered putting the key in the door to do it. So there's obviously a bit of exciting you with an extra little key.
No, it's not exciting anyone.
It's getting back to the exhibitionism of this Parisian thing. You know, I'm sure a lot of lads will be delighted to get their wieners out and, you know, shake them all about in front of the ladies. And then
well, no. I'm not suggesting that.
Really
sorry, can we keep this remotely reasonable?
That.
We're not talking about that.
I cannot imagine that.
Because that would be
that.
Ridiculous and that would be an offence, Siobhan, and we shouldn't be laughing at things that are criminal offences.
I do think it may be though, Stephen, I think it's a kind of a challenge for a guy to basically... You know, if you, as you said, you're busting for a pee when you get home, right? And men all over Northern Ireland will relate to this. Sometimes it just feels, you know, the fact if you do manage to find that sneaky little place to be able to just basically relieve yourself, for want of a better term, it's just brilliant. It's the best feeling in the world.
So
do I hold it in for an hour? Do I, oh, thank God.
You mean
God,
men
man.
Over the world will, do you not think women pee, for goodness sake? You
know, I mean men over the world will relate to this and women won't. I don't know why we can't. I just really can't believe that women.
Here's the other thing I wanted to ask. When you get into your mid-40s, is it just because I'm so unhealthy?
Ask Paul. He's in his 50s. He'll tell you.
Is it just because I'm so unhealthy?
You're unhealthy, yes.
Or when you get into your 40s, do you want a wee more and can you not hold it in?
Here's the thing about that, by the way, which you haven't thought about. If you are so unhealthy, your pee's probably quite toxic.
Oh, dear.
So what favours are you actually doing to the garden or the flowers?
Well, I've got to say, my flowers are 20 feet tall.
His begonias look great.
Alex in Lisburn. Good morning, Alex.
Morning. No, I just caught on what you said about... peeing at your own door, in your own property. I live out in the country, and it's one of the joys of living in the country is to be able to have a pee at your own back door.
What kind of oddball does that?
You see,
that's a sort of oddball that owns an acre of ground.
Well, I live in the country, and I live in a secluded house. It's hidden, but I wouldn't stand outside my back door and pee on the tarmac.
Well, I wouldn't pee on the tarmac now.
Where do you pee?
Well, sort of maybe under a shrub or something, but somewhere.
Yes.
You shouldn't underestimate it. I think it's very liberating.
Listen, in for a penny, in for a pound, we might as well share the whole office conversation, right?
I should say as well, where you live is very windy, so you're just asking for trouble. Well, what, that changes direction, then it's...
Alex, stay there. I'll share the rest of the conversation we had in the office, okay?
I don't remember the rest.
You're in the middle of the night, again, I stand over this. In the middle of the night, I remembered there was a packet of crisps in the car. So I get up and I ran out in the buff, got the crisps and ran back into the house again.
In the buff.
But I knew it was pitch dark and it was my property and nobody could see me. They're all suggesting, Alex, that I'm some type of madman.
Yeah, you like your crisps. I'll say that for you, Stephen.
But what about the fact he was running around outside with no clothes on?
Well, that's a point. That is a point. But
how was it nighttime in the pitch dark?
No, I've never done that then.
Have you not?
No, I've never run about naked outside the house. I want to make that quite clear to the neighbours.
Couldn't be bothered. I remembered they were in the boot.
Once could be once too often.
Think about the poor wildlife around you. Give them a heart attack.
What about low-fat seagulls, Stephen?
Telling you, that's a good point. You live near the water.
That seagull would have to have binoculars. here's the number 030-30-80-55-55. I can see some caller in North Down here saying she's absolutely disgusted.
I think she's right, I'm disgusted as well.
I can see the BBC complaint as well.
How would they respond?
Here's exactly how they would respond, alright? So it would say something like the following: We have reviewed your complaint about the Nolan Show. We have spoken to the team and they have taken your comments on board. That's what they would say.
The key word being we.
We have spoken to Mr. Nolan
about urinating in his garden,
and we have asked him not to pee in the bush anymore. As a BBC representative, Henry and Kilray. Good morning, Henry.
Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing okay today.
See this peeing outside business?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly natural.
There we go.
We're clearly just putting calls through that agree with us.
Let's hear his story. We have revealed actually something about Northern Ireland today. This programme is very revealing. Good morning, Henry. Tell me more about this. paying.
Well, it's perfectly natural when you're outside. You know, you do it when you're outside, and yet if you're in home, come inside, you do it inside, and it gets flushed back outside anyway.
Yes.
So it's perfectly natural.
Do you work on the land?
No, just I do deliveries around the countryside, and don't always have the convenience of a toilet, so I need to pee. Well, roadside hedge will do me readily.
Well, there's a question. If you were delivering, you see, with all of this stuff now, with you know Amazon and all of these companies delivering to people's homes,
right?
If you were delivering to someone's house, Henry, and they weren't in, would you have a sneaky pee in their garden? Would that
absolutely
be all right?
Not. No. I wouldn't do it in anybody's property. Come down and find a quiet place in the countryside.
What do you mean, a quiet place in the country? I feel like playing music now. What do you mean?
Just a roadside hedge or a lay-by or something like that, somewhere discreet. Wouldn't be in anybody's garden. That wouldn't be the right thing to do.
You see, I think that's different because you're not in your own house. You're not at your own house. So
that's right.
If
you're not
you're
your
out
own
about,
house, it's not your property.
Yeah, but this man here is talking about peeing outside his own house. So in his driveway, on his begonias.
That's right. He's got his own driveway. He can do as he pleases. But myself as a delivery driver, I wouldn't do it in somebody else's garden.
I seriously don't think it's weird in any way, shape or form.
I think it's just unnecessary. You've got your own toilet in there made of marble or whatever it's made of. You could go and wee in there. You've made it home, then go into the house.
But then he's just clear to state that he can't hold it till he gets inside.
David.
So he needs
relief. If he's made it the whole way there, if he's made it to get to the house, it's nearly an hour for him to get home. He drives like Miss Daisy. So he's made it the whole way home. He can make it another 10 seconds to get into the house.
Oh, the team are trying to communicate.
There could be a boiling point,
David,
so he may not
this.
Be able to hold it.
Sorry, Siobhan, have you... Here's Paddy and Doug Patrick. Good morning, Paddy.
How are you doing, Stephen?
Someone's saying here that Google Earth...
What?
Google Earth, Google Earth apparently...
Had
a picture of their wife watering the garden with a hose.
Yes,
pipe.
The Google Earth. If I could talk, the car drives around taking pictures.
Is there any chance of putting all these calls on
right,
air?
The way,
I'm
going to
subject
it.
Paddy and Tom Patrick. Good morning, Paddy.
Hi, Dean. Is that Stephen?
Yes. Good morning.
Well, I do the Camino. I go on the Camino every year to Spain.
Right.
And we all we in the week in the woods, like you know, everybody does. Girls, men, everybody.
Really.
Well, where else are you going to go?
What do you mean?
There ain't no public toilets when you're on the Camino.
Oh, I see. And it's just accepted that that's Mother Nature, Paddy.
Of course.
Would you ever go on a nudist break?
No.
Why?
I can't think of anything worse.
But you see, I think there's a bit of that maybe in you that would like that because you know the way you like to walk around the garden.
No, I don't like to walk around.
No, but
I have a pee in the bush if I need to go in my garden. I do not walk around naked. I ran out once in the middle of the night to get a packet of prawn cocktail and I ran back in again.
But, you know, why wouldn't you like a nudist holiday? I think...
I can't think of anything worse. Why would I want to do that?
I think there is something in that Christmas episode that suggests that you might... be surprised and actually enjoy something like that.
David in
just
Belfast.
Liberation.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, morning, Stephen. No, I'm enjoying what you're saying. It's just my wife is forever on Google Earth, and if you now look at our house, she's standing in the garden with a yellow hose pipe, you know. So if they're going over your house, you could be spotted as well. I also have another friend who works in a shop, and they were stood at the shop watching the traffic one day. Their boss caught it about 2 years afterwards. She was just standing outside doing nothing, you know, admiring the sunshine. So just you be careful, boy.
He's probably looking at the Google car thing that drives around going, oh, look, there's that Google thing.
Crazy, yeah, but it goes every
what
couple
bus drivers,
of years, doesn't it?
What do bus drivers and taxi drivers do if they're stuck in the car for 8 or 9 or 10 hours? I went on a... I was out on a job in America for Five Live there a couple of years ago, and the taxi driver, and this is not one word of a lie, the taxi driver who was giving us a tour, and we used the same taxi driver basically because he knew the whole landscape, and he would pee in a bottle in the car, in the taxi. And I said to him, I'm sorry, I don't think this is normal. And he said to me, lots of taxi drivers do it.
Oh.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's why they all have magic trees hanging in them.
But is that
true?
There's
also a contraption for females called a sheepy.
kind of created off the back of the fact that men can just, you know,
hop out of the car and go
to the bush, whereas the women can't do that. I mean, it's not sort of the societal norm to see a lady crouch down, whereas men seem to feel it's okay to do that. So it's like a little contraption that you can bring in your car, and a lot of women bring them to festivals, and they are in existence.
Huggy in Malile, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Huggy?
You two double G or H if you prefer. I don't care.
Right, man.
I'll tell you what it is, Stephen. My uncle was a carter.
Yep.
And you're probably not old enough to remember this, but they used to have a thing at the Albert Bridge called...
What's a carter? What do you mean?
A carter. Before we had lorries, they used to use horse and carts to pull things and do deliveries around Belfast.
Okay.
And what he did was, he was the man who had to look after the trace horse. And the trace horse was a massive big brute of an animal called Toby. And whenever the carters couldn't get up the hill, they used to hook Toby on in front of their horse. And my uncle brought Toby up and the other horse and all their goods. But the carters were known for wearing a long apron. Now, I don't need to tell you what a long apron was for. This long apron was there.
Is that a true story?
This is true. This is a long apron that was there, so was the carters, to relieve themselves, no matter who they were in Belfast or in the countryside. They had a big long
Fair
apron.
Off. That's not a true story, is it?
This is absolutely true. All you have to do is talk to anybody that worked in it for McMorty's or Harkness Tires, where they used the horses and carts. That's absolutely true.
That's a nice story. Thank you for bringing it to us.
There you go now. Please
thank you, Huggy. Thank you, Huggy Bear. Bertie Lisburn. Good morning, Bertie.
Stephen, I always heard you.
How you doing, Bertie?
The rats, you were terrified of them. Do you not think it was very risky, you running out in the raw, out of the car to get the crisps? You could have stepped in a rat or anything. And with it, like, it's, could you not have waited the next morning till you got your crisps?
If a rat attacked me in the middle of the night, Bertie?
Did it?
Listen.
Well, if you were attacked by a rat, what would you do? Saying you couldn't kill it or weren't you terrified of them?
Is it? I wonder, is it true the story my father told me about rats, that they've got lockjaw? If they bite you, their jaw, if you kill them,
yes,
their
like
jaws,
a rat,
their jaws lock
the
and
ear,
don't open again.
It'll hang on. And the only way you get the rat to leave you, or if it caught your finger or anything, once if it's dangling on it, but once you shut it down and his feet touches the ground, then it'll let go and it'll run away.
Can you imagine me going to the Royal Victoria Hospital or the Mater with a rat dangling from it?
No,
and
no
me saying there's lockjaw here.
Bend down, let his feet touch the ground or a sort of hard surface, and then the rat will let go and away. It'll run away. Oh, they're very treacherous, and their baits are very, very dangerous. So they are.
Well, I'll not be running out in the middle of the night in a nip again then.
Oh, don't run out in the future. We have a supply of crisps in the house. Saying you, like, you can afford it, and then when you go home, if you feel hungry at night, you can when you go home, you can have your crisps. Have you troubled any mice too?
There's a man here has just tweeted, I switched on the radio. This is a guy called Joe O'Kane, who says he's a garage owner. He's got a little email here, joe@o'kane.com. And he says, I switched on the radio. Stephen Nolan is talking PISH again.
Yes.
He says, FFS, 400K per year and talking about P. I suppose it makes a change from talking.
Well, it's a natural thing of life, so it is. Every one of us has to do a P, so we have it.
Norman the Banger, final call of the day. Good morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, manage the time. I started to stay to the lorry doing a P. When I was out doing deliveries and nowhere to go, I had to jump out of the lorry and do it at the side of the wheel of the lorry, or do it in the back entry or a field.
Well, can I remind people about the illegality of this?
Stephen, if I was in Belfast and there's no toilets and I needed to go in a hurry, I would do it in the first back entry I found.
Well, that's not acceptable.
Well, there's nowhere else to do it. You'd have to either pee your trousers.
And on that lovely thought, thank you, Norman. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Siobhan.